So he comments at the end that, so he told this story that, again, the coal, so the coal guy had $40,000, he spent his last $40,000 to buy a down payment on his house, and that was it. He was going to leave the coal and he was going to find a job and start working. So then he noticed on his bank statement that that money had never been deducted from his account. Right, so nobody would ever know that it wasn't like they were going to find it later. It was, he knew that they was never going to find it later, and somehow he had earned this extra, this free $40,000. So he went to Rav Hama and says, great, $40,000, I got another year of learning now, right? No one's ever going to know, so I should keep. So he said, no. He said, no, you have to go, you have to figure out a way of figuring out, you know, of returning it, and, you know, go find a job and start working. Was the development that was going to, I think what he was driving at was the character development that would come about through that activity was worth the was worth it, even though Meikra did in terms of Hilchos Chosh and Mishpat, it wasn't obligatory to do.
Technically, nobody in Barajas is Jewish, right? Or at least not. He certainly didn't have a time.
Okay, but are these requirements? Right. That's a good question. We gave a few shirim on that in First Seder about whether what is the status of the avos? Are they actually considered Jewish or not? And there was mitzvahs incumbent upon them or not? Okay, so you want to make a case and say, well, nobody was Jewish, so therefore
yeah,
they're doing
kind of. There's a provision. Okay.
All right, so that's
point. The point is to make a Kiddush Hashem so that people will say, look at the Jewish people,
right?
The way they behave, it's so much better than the rest of the people. This is what a Kaddish Baruch Hu has.
Right, but is that necessary? Right, right. Is that necessary? Yeah. Obligatory, though?
We don't
know. No, no.
Missed a few. Yeah. What?
You know, but you want to make a positive impression on the world, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is listed. It may not technically be called the Kiddush Hashem, but that's what we are supposed to be about. What is a light to the nations? If Kiddush Hashem is defined only amongst Jewish people. Okay, so if you're not going to behave in a way in which the goyim are going to be able to say wow, then what is the whole mission to the nation business about?
Unless we define ourselves outside of those, unless it's not our mitzvah, unless it's really something that we would be prohibited to do. Now, Rabbi Reisman said, I had trouble with this, but he said the following din. Let's say a person's walking, not a doctor walking on the street during the week, he's walking on the street on Shabbos,
right.
And he's not wearing his doctor coat that says Goldberg on it.
Right.
And all of a sudden there's a car accident down the block,
right,
between two non-Jews.
Right.
So would you then be Mechal Shabbos in order to save them? Now the whole heter, right, keep in mind, the whole heter for permitting the saving of a life of a non-Jew on Shabbos is based on, well, because if we don't, it's going to cause AIDS, it's going to cause all sorts of disasters. So if nobody's ever going to know that you happen to be a doctor, so he said, he felt me ikar, then he wouldn't be allowed to help. He said, if he asked you to help, he should walk away. It's challenging. I'm not sure what the counter argument to that would be, but that's a challenging statement to make. Right. I mean, yes, it's true, we should make a Kiddush Hashem do it, but at the expense of Shabbos. Now, the way that's what led to that whole controversy.
But the doctor's taking an oath, a Hippocratic oath. I mean, maybe he didn't take it, but he took an oath.
No, but the or Mushvab Omi Behar Sinai, anytime you take an oath, that overrides the Torah, so the Torah wins out. So if we're going to say that the Torah is the Torah, so then that Hippocratic oath falls by the wayside. That was the argument that the writer Feldman brought up probably 7 or 8 years ago. Right? He said, you know this din, and everybody had to try to figure out a way to explain this halacha. That how could it be that really made a correct din, we wouldn't save a non-Jewish life on Shabbos? And the real idea is, the way you would have to understand the strict halacha with all the coolest of the side is because Shabbos is that important. Shabbos is that important. But it's challenging. It's a challenging thing to work out.
The reason you're allowed to say that you want Shabbos is because you can observe other Shabbos.
Right.
So the Gentile doesn't.
Right. What about Chai Behem, or that they could do other mitzvahs?
What about saving
Chai Behem?
You might come back.
Okay, so so I'd like to move on to Sif Beis quickly. Sif Beis, just to finish off the section. So here he says, "Of course, the mechim she'ovdim levodu zara osha osa veira lahachis afilu achon leveos olav shachnis lahachis." If they're doing things, and Sif Beis
and Shochanah.
Right. People who worship Avodah Zarah, they do averus to anger people. I mean, they're doing it to demonstrate against Hashem. Even if they just eat non-kosher food or they wear shatnez to get people angry. Hareza kofer, he's considered kofer, not bikoros, v'him shekofer b'torah, uvenevuah mi'Yisrael, and those that deny this, right, hayunogim b'zman habayis lehorgam, those people would be killed. In yish biyadu koach lehorgam b'sayif b'frahesya, hayhorik, if you have the ability to kill them with a sword in public, you should do it. V'im lav hayabab alilus, av shiyisaviv harik. So, if not, they will come with curses. They'll come with curses until you go ahead and do that. So, Kate's not. They'll come with excuses. They'll keep coming with excuses until we come around to it. So, Kate's not. Right? So, if you see one of them fall into a well and there is a ladder going into the well, right? Kadum umasalko. You should go and take the ladder out. I need this ladder for a minute. I'll be back. I'll come back to you soon. Doing things in that way in order to avoid the Eva aspect that would come around from it. And the Beis Yosef seems to say along these lines as well. It says, "Vayim b'choshen mishvah simtav chotei mumrim shemamrim atzmam lavodas kochavim umetamim atzmam beno of the kochavim lavod avodas kochavim kamosam harehim kamo mumrim lahachis." Right, so those people are considered like mumrim lahachis v'hayim moridin v'lo malin. Those are the ones that you would push off and you wouldn't bring up. In kol makom im bo lashuv, if they come and want to do tshuva, we learned this last week. This is the Truma Sedeshen. Lo hach miru alav, you shouldn't be overly strict with them. Shekasha lifros mehem b'chayshin shal yachzor l'siru, because it's difficult for them to do it as it is, and we're afraid that they might go back to the way it was. So this halacha is out there. Practically speaking, it's not done today. It's actually, there's a very famous chitanish in Simon Beis in Yoredeya, which is quoted,
considered Tinuk Shanishpa.
That chazonish, which everybody quotes for the Tinuk Shanishpa, it's on this din that it's talking about. In the beginning of Yoredeya in Simon Beis, so that's where the chazonish says that that nowadays all these halachos don't apply. These only applied when there was Hashgacha, Hashem was Galuya, was readily apparent, where all these miracles were happening. But nowadays we can't. Nowadays we can't do it. And he says here, "Amuna v'ray min adeles ha'am." Sorry, "Aval bizman ha'elam shni keres ha'amuna min adeles ha'am in b'maisa horada geder ha'pirsa ela hosafa ha'pirsa shi'yeh b'nehem k'maisa hashchasa v'amus." That by doing these kinds of things, you're not going to be helping out people, you're rather going to be building up wall for them coming back. And the whole idea is to fix the world. This thing's not going to be applicable if you're not going to fix the world. Rather, we should try to bring them back with like bands of love. We should use a light for what they're able to reach. So it's on this din that the cousin he said that this idea that we're going to start shoving people into pits that aren't staying in line. So it says the cousin he said it's not going to work because people aren't going to get it. It's just going to lead to bigger and bigger problems. So keep in mind what the Chazanish said this about. And this Chazanish is now used always to promote any type of connections with those that aren't Orthodox. And you have to remember the context of what the Chazanish said this in. Yeah, we're not going to murder them. but to now go around and say, well, we should erase all boundaries between those that are Orthodox and not Orthodox, I don't think the Chazanish ever said that. That's not the context of what this paragraph was saying. All right, so Yeshua Kavach, stop here.
What did he say about killing